الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our new silsila, new program, Pathway to Paradise. And this silsila, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the name, you can tell what the program is all about. It's about paradise. How people can attain paradise, which good deeds we have to perform to achieve the happiness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember that a person will only achieve and attain paradise with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not because we've done so many good deeds, I've performed so many hajj, I've performed so many umrah, I've performed so many good deeds. That is on one side. But if Allah Ta'ala is pleased with you, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will receive paradise. Now today is our first silsila in this program. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I want to start off with the blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In Firdausul Akbar, hadith number 8210, it's reported that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that, O people, the one who will be free from all the problems and calamities, and the person who will be quickly going through the hisab on the day of judgment, will be that person who has recited the most durood upon me in this world. Subhanallah. And this is a beautiful, my dear Islam brothers, hadith for us, that we should try to recite as much durood as possible unto the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and with the rahmat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be free from every calamities and every problems on the day of judgment. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, a person who asks for paradise three times, and in return he says that paradise, he says that, O Allah, grant this person paradise. Ya Allah, give him the ability to enter the gardens of paradise. And then when a person asks for forgiveness, or when a person, he asks to be kept away from the fire of hell, the fire of hell, he makes dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect this person from the fire of hell. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we're going to just go to the glorious Quran and ask the Quran that, O glorious Quran, tell us what Garden of Paradise is. And then first thing, my dear Islamic brothers, that while people in this world experience some delight, they also face trouble as well. You know, we have ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, but on the other hand, we will have problems as well. So many people are in debt, so many people are in financial problem, so many people are worried about family problems. You know, there are, you know, everyone, nearly everyone is in some sort of a problem. But remember, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, paradise is that place where there is no problem at all. There will be no disease, there will be no illnesses, and there will be no negative things in paradise. Only the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says that when one thinks of success in this life, they usually conjure up the image of big houses, jewelry, big cars, you know, living a life of luxury. But my dear Islam brothers, all these things, you know, you need money for that. You need that financial power. You know, sometimes people start to daydream. I wish I had the money and I would live in a big mansion. I wish I had the money, I would drive the best car. I wish I had the money, I would live a life of a king. You know, our life today, We are trying to achieve the goals of this world. Hum yahan duniya ki neamaton ke piche pade hue hain. We are running after the materialistic things of this world. I want a comfortable life in this world. I want a comfortable house in this world. I want a comfortable bed in this world. Yet we are forgetting our paradise. That is our true maqam. That is our true place. And then we all ask this question, how much are we doing for this dunya and how much are we doing it for the hereafter, for the paradise that will be coming, that paradise that will never end, that paradise that has no problem, that paradise that doesn't even have illness. Today we are working hard in this world for how many years? We don't even know. I don't even know how many years I'm going to live in this world. Okay, if we even manage to live up to 100 years, then what? Then the whole of grave is waiting for us. Let's all work ourselves. You know, we need to live in this dunya. We can't leave this dunya. I know we've got to work in this dunya. We've got to earn a livelihood. But why are we spending our efforts and our energy, our time and our resources only for this dunya? Why are we not saving up for the paradise? You know, just imagine, there's a beautiful example that the ulama, they give. They say that there is a person, and he's on he goes into this place, and the people who live in that village, in that area, every year they choose a leader, they choose a king for themselves. And then 1 year later, they take that king on a deserted island, and they leave him there to die. Now there are wild animals, there are animals, there are insects, snakes, and all these kind of things on that island. Now when the 1 year finishes, they take that king and they leave him on the island. What happens? Obviously, he's going to be eaten up by the animals. He's going to be killed. And this person, as he reaches to that place, the people, they hold him and they say that you are going to be our king. And the person, he's a clever person. He says to the people, okay, if I am your king for 1 year, then what will happen? And the people, they said that we're going to put you on this island. We're going to leave you there. The person, he says that before I accept your offer, I want to go and see that island. So they take him to that island, and the person, he looks around and he sees wild animals, insects, all these kind of creatures. So this person, he says that, okay, I will accept your offer. So they make him their king. For one whole year, what does the person do? He transforms that island. He takes out all the wild animals. He cleans the animals from that island. He cleans everything and he builds his palaces. He builds houses. He shifts people for some of them to live in that island. When that 1 year finishes, the people, they say to him that your year has finished, and then he is taken and left on that island. But my dear Islamic brothers, for that whole year, that person has been building a good place for him to live there. That island is not a scary island anymore. That island has inhabitants living there. That island has houses, and that person has built his mansion in the island. Now after 1 year, when these people leave him in that deserted island, he has no problems. In the same way, we are going to live in this world for how many years? 60, 70, 80, 90 years. That's another 30, 40 years. If, you know, if I talk about myself, you know, the 65 is the average year, the age that people for a male in this country, in the UK. So, you know, we've got 25 years left. So I've got another 25 years to prepare myself for that paradise, or else I'm going to regret it. But what have we done? Seriously, if we think to ourselves, we haven't done anything. All we've been planning for, all our plans, all our thoughts, all the day we daydream of having a good life in this world. Yeah, mera makan acha ho jai, so that I can live a good luxury life in this world. But we are forgetting that hereafter, when we die, and that could be tomorrow. I'm just giving you an example of 25 years. We could be dead tomorrow. Every day people die. Every day we hear people dying. Every day we hear announcement of namaz-e-janaza. So what is keeping us negligent? Hum kis cheez ne hame pyare Islam bhaiyo roka hai? Allah Ta'ala has told us everything. He's given us that beautiful sharia that we and me and you should follow. Allah Ta'ala has told us, this is the right way, this is the bad way. This is the way of Rahman, this is the way of the shaitan. This is sirat-e-mustaqim, this is the path leading to the fire of hell. Where are we going today? Hum kahan ja rahe hain pyare Islam bhaiyo? Today, sadly, we are not only walking, but we are running towards the fire of hell. And where is paradise? We know Sirat-e-Mustaqim is there. We know paradise is in 5 times namaz. We know paradise is in reading the Quran. We know paradise is in acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We know paradise is living a truthful life. We know paradise is going to be achieved by living a good life in this world in the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. But sadly today, you know, there is a parda, there is a curtain in front of our eyes. We can't see the reality. The only time dear Islamic brothers, remember, when you die, you will open your eyes. Us waqt hame pata chalega. That will be the time when we will see what the true reality is. And then, at that time, it's going to be too late. Just like this king who lived in this world, and it was near the time of his death. He was about to set off on the journey to see how huge, how big his kingdom is. And as this king is walking, an old man comes to him and grabs hold of the reins of the horse. And the king, out of arrogance, he says to the old man, "Leave the reins of my horse or else I will have you killed." And the old man calmly replies, "O king, I will not let you go until you listen to what I have to say." And after a while, after some argument, the king, he says that, "I'm not going to come up from the horse. Tell me in my ear." This old man, he says something in the ear. What does he say? He says, O foolish king, ae bewakoof badshah, I am the angel of death and I have come here to take your soul away. And at that time, the king, he trembles, you know, he trembles with fear and he says, "O angel of death, please give me enough time so that I can go back home and meet my family. Please give me some time so I can distribute my wealth. I can distribute my kingdom amongst my children." But the angel of death, he says, "You had all life to do that. You had all life to please Allah Azza wa Jal, but you never did. You were drowned in the love of this world and you forgot your creator." And then the angel of death, he takes his soul and the man, he falls from the horse and he dies. Pyare Islami bhaiyo, do we want a death like this as well? Do we want, you know, how many times have we even carried the janazah ourselves? How many times have we taken people to that lonely dark grave? We've taken them with our own hands. But do we learn a lesson? We go read namaz-e-janazah. But the only reason may be that we go and read the namaz-e-janazah is because we want to meet with our friends. Our relatives are going to be there. We fail to understand why we are here for. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, coming back to the topic of paradise, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says in Sahih Bukhari, there will be no hatred, no resentment amongst them. Their hearts will be as one and they will glorify Allah morning and evening. All people will do in the gardens of paradise is they will glorify Allah ta'ala. They will do the tasbih of Allah azza wa jal. There will be no hatred amongst anyone. Whatever stage, whatever level a person will receive in paradise, everyone will be happy with the level that they will receive. And in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions, "And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, those will be with the ones upon whom Allah has bestowed favor of the prophets, the steadfast affirmers of the truth, the martyrs and the righteous, and the excellent are those companions." These are the companions. These are those people that we need to be within in the gardens of paradise. We are going to be with the martyrs, with the prophets of Allah, with the shaheed, with the siddiqeen. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear Islamic brothers, you know, this is what we need to understand, that paradise, this life of this dunya is going to finish one day. The life of the hereafter is for eternal. There will be no end to that life. And just imagine, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, those people who are going to be in the gardens of paradise, Allah Azza wa Jal, he will say, that "Qul," say, "short is the enjoyment of this world. The hereafter is far better for him who fears Allah Azza wa Jal." You know, what else do we need? You know, Allah Ta'ala, in clear, plain words, we can read from the Quran. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, its provision is eternal, and so it is shade. These people who will be in the gardens of paradise, there will be no ending. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, my dear Islamic brothers, those people who will be in the gardens of paradise, look at the bounties, the blessing that they will receive. He says that when these people, when they want to eat something, if they want to eat a chicken, or if they want to eat anything in paradise, they just have to think about that, it will be presented to them. They will eat. Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that about paradise, that it is a sparkling light, aromatic plants, a lofty palace, a flowing river, ripe fruit, a beautiful wife, an abundant clothing, and in an eternal abode above radiant joy in beautiful, soundly constructed high houses. My dear Islamic brothers, in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says that no person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. There will be surprises for these people when they are in the gardens of paradise. And these people, and every surprise, every ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala gives to these people will be better than the other. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there's many, many more things that a person will receive in the gardens of paradise. Now we need to try to achieve the gardens of paradise. Who doesn't want these beautiful blessings? But there is some work that we have to be doing. We have to be successful in this world. Aye, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, this dunya seriously is nothing. This dunya is deceitful. This dunya is only problems. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ, that the life of this world is game and play. We're here, we're going to be gone tomorrow. We're going to be gone from this world. But what have we prepared for the life of the hereafter? Are we going to live in this world and try to live like kings in this world, try to have a good life and spoil our hereafter? No, my dear Islam brothers. Please, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, let's all work together, let's all work hard so that we can achieve that garden of paradise. That garden of paradise is nowhere, my dear Islam brothers, this dunya is nowhere compared to that. But sadly today we see how majority of our Muslims are neglectful of their namaz. Namaz tak log nahi padte. Our masjids are empty today. And then the only dawah that we will give to our friends, our family, is the dawah of this world. We will only give them the mindset, the understanding of this world. Yaar, let's look at the future. Let's look at paradise. Look at our younger generation. Our forefathers, they've left this world. We're going to leave this world as well. Our children who are growing up in this environment, what kind of environment, what kind of mentality, what kind of thought are we giving to our children? MaazAllah, if the father is a be-namazi, the children, most likely, they will be following their father's footsteps. If the father hasn't read the Quran, do you think that the children will read the Quran? If the father hasn't read his, offered his salah, do you think that the children will offer their salah? If the father is doing fraud, do you think that the children will become, and they will grow up and become pious? Most likely, they're going to be following the footsteps of the father. So please, my dear Islam brothers, don't jeopardize your hereafter. Don't jeopardize the garden of paradise. This world is temporary. This world is going to finish. As they say, you know, we're waiting for the day of judgment. But seriously speaking, those who've left this world, the day of judgment is just around the corner for them. Allah Ta'ala has given us blessing. He's given us this life in this world. Try to achieve the best in this world for yourself. Try to give that good upbringing to your children. Try to bring that beauty in your life in this world so that we can achieve the beauty of the hereafter. On the day of judgment, my dear Islam brothers, just imagine when we will be stood on the plains of the day of judgment, and then it will be our turn. A person, just imagine in this world when we are stood in the dock in front of the judge, and when our name is shouted out, how hard the heart starts to beat. What is the judge going to say? I don't know. But what is the most the judge is going to say? Are they going to hang you? They're going to kill you? That's it. That's the most they can do. But on the day of judgment, If Allah Azza wa Jal, He makes the announcement that so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, he has been neglectful of my commands. He has been neglectful of salah. He has been neglectful of reading the Quran. O angels, grab him and take him into the fire of hell. We will never be able to withstand just for 1 millionth of a second in the fire of hell. At that time, just imagine when we hear this good news that though so-and-so, son of so-and-so, go enter the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah, all my life in this world, what I used to be planning, what I used to be dreaming of, I'm going to achieve my dream. I have had the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The book of deeds, when they are given in the right hand, and then that person will be enjoying himself, will be so happy, and there will be no second chance. Yeah, there will be no second chance. There will be nothing that, Ya Allah, send me back to the world, I will do good things. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, let me go back to the dunya, I promise you I will do good things. Oh Allah, grant me paradise. Those people will be going into the gardens of paradise. Are we going to be one of them? We still have life, we still have chance. Koshish karein, Pyare Islam bhai. Life in this world is full of problems. Full of problems. People are in hospital. People are sitting at home worried. They've got this problem, they've got that problem. They've got mountains of problems, and these problems are not finishing. This is the life of this world. But yet, all our efforts are to have a better life in this world. Pyar Islam by you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, try to achieve the life of the hereafter. Live a life of piety, live a life of taqwa. Forget this life of living like a bad boy, living like a rude boy. No, we should be living our life like a Muslim. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this pathway to paradise, inshallah, one day, we'll be walking on the pathway to paradise. I don't want to be dragged on the day of judgment because of the sins that I've committed in this world. I don't want to be dragged by the angels and be thrown into the fire of hell. I want to achieve the happiness of Allah. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the angels, they will take me into the gardens of paradise. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this silsila, pathway to paradise, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you know, one question comes into our mind. What do we do to attain paradise? Inshallah, this is why we are having this program. Inshallah, we learn about those good deeds that we can achieve, we can act upon. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, then by the mercy of Allah, Azza wa Jal, we can attain the garden of paradise. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive our sins. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the true understanding of the hereafter. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all paradise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Pathway to